Everybody, welcome to another Show Us Your Tech. We're at another Microsoft employee's house, and the idea here is that we all have our challenges when we're trying to set up our house and figure out how we're going to do our network, how we're going to make everything work together, how you're going to get your movies from your PC to different rooms in your house, and we're going to see how another person has done this. This is Juan Goni from Microsoft, so let's see how he's done it.
Hello.
Hey, Juan.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
All right.
Come on in.
And you've got a couple of picture frames here, too, that are digital frames.
Yeah, one of the things that I love, a couple of years ago, Microsoft developed with a company called iMate some frames that you can hook wireless, and I think right now you have other brands that does the same. Mm-hmm. So basically those frames that I have around the house are connected to my home server, and they have access to the photos.
And so it pulls those wireless?
They pull them wireless, so what I do is I take the photos on a digital SLR camera, and then I convert it to a smaller format, JPEG, and mm-hmm. those photos are available around the house, so we can watch it while we're having dinner or seeing music in one of the computers, I'm embarrassed to say, or you can see it in the frames around the house, so that's mostly it, and it's great fun because you can, in my case, we do a lot of trips and camping and going around the West, the Washington area, so you can have good memories of what you have done. So mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying that part.
And what brand are the photo frames?
The photo frames are iMate. It's one of the biggest manufacturer of phones. The frames are called Momento, and right now you can find it fairly cheap and online on eBay, or I think they are. The models that I have, there are 10-inch, each one are discontinued, mm-hmm. so you can find them, and they're easy to configure, just wireless, just put it on the home server, and voila, they're there.
So, and you've got an interesting solution that you've put together for watching this in your kitchen.
Yeah, let's review what I've done in the kitchen. HDMI, USB, VGA, and audio cable that go through the wall, I did it myself. And then it comes to a computer over here that has a small computer. So this is where we spend most of the time with the kids. And for me, it's like a multi-purpose solution. So first, we have the aquarium. My kids wanted to have live fish. And what I like for this is you can pause, so you don't have to mess around or maintain the aquarium. And then I can switch, and in this case, I can see exactly what I'm seeing on the kit on the living room. So exactly what you're seeing there, it's duplicated or broadcasted on the TV. And the fun part for me is I'm using Cat 5, so the same network cable. So it's this red cable that comes from here.
So you're pulling a picture from your TV out in the living room through Cat 5 to this screen here.
Yes.
And that Cat 5, it's not connected to your network, though. It's a completely separate strand.
Yeah, it has audio and video. So it is through the... I'm gonna show you my small closet later. So what I have done is I connected the Xbox directly to a small box, this one.
And what brand is that box? What is that device?
Avnet Lab, it's like $70 on eBay, the pair. It's a guy on eBay that dedicates for that. It's a great solution. So in this case, what I do is, okay, we're seeing the same concert around the house. This also is an arm I place for the TV, so it can go anywhere. So initially the idea was to do that. And the truth of it is, I do the dishes at night, so when I'm doing the dishes and doing some cleanup of the kitchen, I like seeing the news or watching TV, so mm-hmm. that's where I started. And since the TV has so many options, I ended connecting a PC to it, and now we can also have it as a PC, and it's working, so it's... I have a kid, and we use it for like homework. When the kids are here, and we pull the TV, and okay, let's do some research, let's bing it or whatever, put it here on the table. So I know it's not normal, but it's access to the information around the house. One of the things I have encountered in my projects is wireless was not enough for me,
yeah.
for the amount of data that I was sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in this case, I have a USB network that is connected to this USB cable, and here is connected directly to the internal network at the house. One of the things that my kids love is actually when we are having some discussions around it is that they can actually play Xbox when they are in the kitchen. So in this case, I'm changing remotely and I'm going to the Xbox, turning off the media center. And
nice, because you're using your Xbox as a media center extender.
Yeah.
Great, yeah, cool.
So in this case, it's guys, let's go to dinner. And what they do is they walk with the remote control, turn the TV, and so then we have the fight. One of the things I love is now with the Xbox, they have this time.
Parental control,
and I can limit the amount of time.
Well, let's see your office.
Okay, so let's go to the other part of the house. So this is my office. So in this case, we're seeing the same concept. So this is what most of the people that comes to home gets impressed. My working desk. So I have like two areas. One is my photo and video editing software, and I can have I play with some music and some video editing. So this is dedicated for that. This is where I have my media center.
So you have some of the same issues that we all have when we try to set up something like this. You have a lot of audio inputs, and your solution was to use a mixing board. So what all funnels through the mixing board, and what do you send it out to?
Well, what I have is, and one of the things I have learned in my years working with computers is, instead of having one huge, super powerful computers, I go with a cheaper, refurbished one. So I divided the purpose. So I have a machine that is only for video and photo, period. Mm-hmm. There is no office, there is nothing there. So this, and in this case, is this one. So they have one set of audio inputs and outputs. Then I have another machine for media center for sharing my music. So that's where I'm storing all my music. And then I have a dedicated work machine just for my work and my email and my spreadsheets and my regular tasks. So that for itself, it's like 12 sources of audio. So what I did at the end is I went to an audio professional store and bought this patch panel. So basically all the cables are here, and they are connected around from this office to this patch panel, and from here I can plug it to my mixing board whenever I want. I think the most complex part was creating the spreadsheet that documents all of this.
Every time
I want to do a change, I have to go back and review how is this connected on where it was connected, or how can send audio from here to there, or whatever.
But you probably know where everything connects off the top of your head.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
So I thought I knew everything, but I'm starting to get confused. So for example, in this case, if I want to play some music, one of the things, this is a device that we are helping with. In this case, is showing internet music, and in this case I can manage the volume.
I'd like to take a moment to honor the Locavore.
And I can turn it on and off depending on what I want to.
So you can control the volume of all your machines with the mixing board?
Most of them, yes.
I would like to do that one.
That's easier because, at the end,
you have a slider for every machine.
For a slider for every machine,
yes. Good solution.
Let's put it this way. For the kids and the wife, it's easier because it's just they know that if they turn down the volumes, music is going to disappear.
Yeah.
It's easier for them. Because at the end, you need to remember, these things could be as cool as your IT customers, depends it. So if I have to tell them how to put the music on and off, or I have to rebuild the machine, so I have to reinstall software, that's time that usually I don't have. So that's what I'm looking for.
And you have your light set up, and you, what are you using for that? Is it X10 or a combination of things?
X10 is a company I have known for a lot of time. It's a fairly easy and simple solution.
It's simple. It's simple. Dead simple. You just plug things up and...
So what I did when I was working on the house, I replaced most of the modules on the house. So for example, this over here are X10 modules. Mm-hmm. So if I take this plug, it has a small label that has a letter and a number, and then you assign one per light. So you can turn off the lights normally, or once you connect it to a USB box that is over there in the bottom. You have access to this software that you have over here. If you turn around here, you can see that I can turn off the lights on the house. For example, I can turn off on that thing over there. I can dim the lights. So you can program. And one thing I'm playing that I love the most, it's what I call kids off. So you can program that at certain times during the day, for example, in my case of my kids, their lights go off at a certain time every night, and I don't have to fight with them because it's just the computer. I can blame the computer. So
yeah.
Most of the house is programmed with this sensors, and I can. One of the things, cool thing is if I want to see
a
movie.
So that software is Active Home. That is part of your X10 hardware that you got. It came with it.
Yeah, the hardware, the complete package is like $100. It comes with a USB sensor. It's fully recognized by Windows 7, Windows Vista, Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug it, no problems whatsoever. Then you program the macro. So, for example, if I'm watching a movie here, it dims certain lights and turns off certain lights. One of the things that I have is, for example, when I'm going. I have a remote control somewhere, so when I'm going to bed, I just press one light and I have calculated, and certain seconds as I walk through the door, all the lights will turn off, all the screens will turn off, and the same thing in the morning, when I wake up in the morning, they are already on the lights and the sensor.
Nice.
And you can also program them as a security.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the cameras that you saw at the entrance of the house. They are connected to the system, and you can program the lights to turn on and off at certain hours.
Cool. And I see you've got a home server console up here.
Well, let me show you my best and most lovely piece of hardware that I have in the house. I have no relationship with the guys of the home server group, but I think it's the best product that they have ever developed. If you see, I have a home server I built,
mm-hmm.
and I have actually...
So you built your own home server?
I bought...
None of that store-bought stuff?
No. I love one of those fancy little boxes, but at that moment, I went with this one, and I bought it, and I tested. I have 4 terabytes of information there. All my music, all my photos, all my videos are stored there. I have like 7 or 9 hard drives there. And what I like and I love about it is, first, it allows all the information that I have at home to be available for everyone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it creates backups of all these machines every night. So if something goes wrong with any of the machines, I don't have to worry. I just place a CD and they restore to the night before.
Yeah.
And I love that feature. I really, really love it because it saves me a lot of time.
So with everything in a closet like this, how do you handle the heat?
Well, yeah, I had to. At one point, the heat got too much, and I was concerned because I have like 9 hard drives here. So I had to install one of those bathroom ceiling earth.
Yeah, so just
thing is,
yeah, pulls air out of the closet.
It has a sensor.
So you're ducting out into the attic.
I'm taking all the air out of the attic. I used to have this fan turn on, but the home server is working perfectly. It's 24/7. It's the only machine that is 24/7 closed, all day in, all day out. And I have reduced my problems with hard drives, because if I'm running out of space, I just buy a USB hard drive, plug mm-hmm. it here. I have, I think, like 2 USB hubs for the amount of data.
Yeah. And so, and what does the knob do for the fan?
This is a temperature sensor for the fan.
So if it senses it gets hot, it just kicks on.
Yes. In the year and a half that this has been working on, I haven't seen it off. So it has been always working on. And so it makes 2 things, because when I have friends here, the guys, when I open the door, the guys say, wow, this is organized.
Yeah.
And the wife say, what is all this crap? So
So do you control your lights to your home server?
There is an add-in that you can download and include. So in this case, I have one that helps me turn off the machines. There's another one that tells me what is the status of my hard drives. The other feature that I love is that I used to have hard drives spread around the house in different computers. Now all the hard drives are in one unique computer.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. All the hard drives are there. And there is one plugin that you download and you install on the home server where you can manage through Media Center the same console that I have here for the lights. So it's once it's connected, it's working, and it's super easy to work. And one of the things I like the most is the screen that you have when you try to connect to the machine directly.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you anything that you want to do can be done from this remote control. So basically, you don't need a screen, you need anything. And in fact, this is the actual box of the home server. I have it around me, and this is a product that have saved me tons and tons of weekends. And I'm not doing any advertisement to the home server group, but my email is available, so you can contact me later.
I have said it's my favorite product.
Yes, it's easy to use. And
so tell me about the Logitech. You got a remote there.
Well, always thinking how I can make all this, for me it's super easy to. I know, turn on the amplifier, turn on the TV, turn on the Xbox, put in...
Everything's easy for a geek.
Everything is...
the rest of the family.
Yes, and the rest of the family turns to raise their voice when they're having problems. So this is a Logitech remote control.
And what model?
This is the 1000, I think it is. What I like from this is you can program certain activities, so you can have watch TiVo, listen to iTunes, DirecTV, Xbox, and it's nice that I keep it inside and locked, and so.
So, what technology do you like best in your setup?
So far, from time-wise, for me, the home server.
Yeah.
Because it's secure, since basically what it's doing is it's an array of hard drives, so I have my photos and my music duplicated in several hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it saves me a lot of time because with work, my wife, the kids, and everything, you don't have time to do backups. And when you're concerned of a backup at home, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's like you never visit a lawyer when you're in great shape.
Yeah,
So when I need a backup, usually was too late. My hard drive already failed. So
yeah. In
this case, I know it's running. It's 24/7. I have the warnings around the house that this computer is out of virus or your hard drive it's failing, and it makes incremental backups. So in all the years that I have been with Microsoft, this solution that is super easy to set up, I'm super impressed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's a Windows server. It's a Windows Server 2000 running with full capability, 64 bits, and it's super easy to manage. And it runs by itself, it gives you recommendations, downloads the updates, and I've saved my life a couple times, particularly with homework with the kids, who say, "Dad, my machine is not working." Of course, they haven't done anything. But just place the CD and that's it. So I love it.
And what do you like least about your setup? What would you change if you could change anything right now?
Well, I spent a couple of years trying to make it wireless, and no. My music. I haven't found a good solution to manage my music library. I still have duplicates. I still have lost songs. So I'm encoding everything on MP3 on the highest bit available, just for standard purposes, so I can read it in different formats. But I would say I haven't found an easy way of managing music. As, for example, in Photograph, there is a solution not produced by Microsoft, but it's produced by Adobe that is great for managing your photo, your
Lightroom,
sure, for managing your photo inventory. So that's the most frustrating part.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. But I'm fairly happy with the setup, and what I like the most is easy enough. My kids can use it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I like, and that's it.
Excellent. Well, thanks for showing us.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.